議程三，南區私人遊樂場地契約。這個議程是由施文文先生提出。經濟發展及規劃文件五斜動2022號。請施文文議員簡介議程。
Yeah, I'd like to, we have these private recreation leases and I've seen the responses we've received so far in the Sunderland District and we got basically, if I understand it clearly, we got four recreational leases that we have to be concerned about. And my question really is what's the involvement of the District Council in the process? I noticed that the York Club and the Aberdeen Bowl Club, there is a discussion and there is a holdover. So there is a lease renewal being finalized. But it would be great for us to have a role in that process of what are they going to do to meet the requirements that have been identified in the paper. It says requirements, policy, PRL policy, and then it says the opening up requirements specified, and then there's going to be a plan. Then what is then the role of the public and the role of the District Council to kind of give comments and input on those plans? Because it's opening up to the public, so it would be nice to know, as representative of the public, what is our role in that process, or how do you get input from the public in that process? And I see these two are holdover, and you are finalizing the lease, so I guess you have the plans, you're studying them, and it would be great for you to let us know, for one and two, exactly what is the layout of the size, what are the planned opening hours, what are the proposals that the York Club and the Aberdeen Bowl Club has put forward to you. Then on the third one, the Hong Kong Golf Club, is at a difficult position for us because we have a problem with road access, we have a problem with parking, we have a problem with pedestrian access along the beach. We have problems in the area. And probably the only way to fix that problem is to change the boundaries of the site. Because they have right next to the road, they have parking area at the golf club. And if we can widen the road and use some of that space, then and it will not impact the golf play, then we can make a better space for everybody, especially also given the damage we've seen with Mangkut. There is a demand for fixing the area. There's a demand for changing the height of the road. There's a demand for fixing the beach area. And the only way to do that would be if we can use that parking area of the golf club. So there is a discussion to be had about the renewal of that lease and for you to have a meeting with us to discuss that. So I'd like to see for item three, I'd like to see what's the timeline, what's the process, when will you discuss with us, when do you take our ideas, and then look at the lease. And at the Hong Kong Country Club, I have to declare I'm a member, but I'd like to hear from you, what is the process, what is going to be happening, what will be the public input? Maybe I cannot be involved as a district councillor in the discussion, but maybe the other district councillors, Jonathan, who is looking after many of the residents in the Southern District on that side and in the neighbourhood, he would love to know what's the process, how can we be involved? So I've got your responses here, and they give a very technical response, but what you're not telling us is how do we get really involved in this discussion? And so I'd like to hear from you for each of the four. Can we have an open debate today and maybe go through item 1, 2, 3, or 4 separately and then discuss with you how to proceed? Thank you.
好，多謝市民文議員的簡介。有沒有委員有提問？如果暫時沒有委員有提問，那我呢都想作出少少提問的。首先呢，關於這個議題，我們的私人遊樂場契約，由我們當時經過即曾經社會很大的討論，現在我們基本上有個基礎的共識，就是這些遊樂場所或者會所，其實基本上是包含幾個東西的，包括是否對我們的體育發展是有幫助， 或者係會唔會對我哋公即係、就是、會提供一啲公眾服務，等公眾都用到某程度上嘅服務嘅。咁但係咧喺呢度咧，我就未睇到咧，或者我唔清晰啦。佢哋續約時候，其實佢哋係會點樣做呢？因為我知道有啲會所就係諗辦法搞好多咁嘅誒體育活動啦，城市都係當年唔係我哋啲區啦，唔計我提一提粉嶺嗰度就話佢搞好多國際活動咁又成。咁我哋而家呢個比重係幾大呢？即係如果係南區入邊，我哋比重係幾大，你先覺得接受佢哋係咪突然間搞多國際活動咧？而另一樣公眾參與，即係話對外開放嗰個問題，我打個比喻啦，唔知合唔合適啦。呢度入邊咧有一個係叫做遊艇會嘅。咁有個遊艇會咧，就應該嗰、那個其實係咪叫遊艇會？那個 yacht club 就即係體育活動嘅遊艇啦。咁如果佢哋有個船主，佢揾咗好多朋友一齊去賽船咁啦，咁嗰啲係咪已經係計咗公眾人士？如果係咁嘅話，其他公眾人士係咪即係參與唔到佢會嘅任何使用嘅即係空間係咪冇嘅咧？咁我都想得即係知多少少咧，希望處方解釋，唔該。如果冇其他委員發問，可能處方回覆咗先啦，唔該曬。哦，不好意思，原來今天是沒有任何處方的代表官員去出席今次的會議的。我剛才問的問題呢，秘書處都可能即幫我轉達了。先問問議員，你會不會有任何追加的意見？
Well, in the absence of Home Affairs Department and Bureau to be here to discuss this,I think I request the chair to seek consensus in this meeting that this item will be held over to the next meeting, that in the meantime our questions, your questions and my questions and that we have just raised are being put to the Bureau, and that we seek an answer, and then we revisit the same item at the next meeting again. Maybe we get an answer in the meantime. But I think this is an important issue, the four clubs.
唔該曬議員嘅意見。我諗秘書處嘅同事咧，將啱啱我哋嘅意見都轉達俾處方啦，即係包括我哋嘅問題啦，同埋到底佢哋會唔會有個合理回覆，會唔會上區議會啦？請下次喺下次開會之前咧，即係同我或者同委員交代一下。咁我哋得知佢哋回覆之後，再睇下點樣下一步處理。咁我就冇辦法啦。如果佢哋唔喺度，我就唔嘥時間啦。咁我哋希望下次開會之前，我哋得到答案啦。咁我哋完結呢個議程好唔好啊？先問問議員。
Has there any reason been given for the absence?
秘書處的同事有沒有補充？
我們秘書處之前在會前都委派，即是問回民政事務局委派代表出席這個會議的，但是局方就說他們就未必派員出席到今次的會議咯。多謝議員的提問。
我想或者追問一下他們的原因，還有如果我們下次再談的時候，他們會不會派員出席，好嗎？我們有個答案容易處理之後的問題，麻煩。